Blog Talk Radio.
I want you to help me welcome Nicole Binion tonight. Come on.
My Savior's face, see,
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Tonight we're going to rejoice and be glad. We're going to exalt the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, I just come before you tonight to lift up this broadcast, to honor you and to glorify your name. You are God and there is none above you, Father. Father God, whether we're on the mountaintop or in the valley, dear God, you are the same and worthy of praise. And when we're going through these things, Father God, we know that we're not alone, that you, Father, are with us. Tonight, Father God, I want to come before you thanking you, dear God, for you just brought me through, dear God, another trial through the power of prayer, through my dear brothers and sisters in Christ, and through my faith, Father God. Lord, I know you are setting a foundation, you are preparing a way, and I'm going to keep walking in faith, exalting your name, rebuking the enemy, telling him to get thee behind me, for he has no power over me, dear God. I'm going to just lift this radio ministry to you, Father God, to be used for your glory and in your perfect will, Father God. I invite you into our midst tonight, Father God. We want to exalt you. We want to lift you, dear God. We want to testify to your greatness. I give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise in your Son, Jesus' name, and in your perfect will. Amen. Welcome to Reaching Out Radio tonight. This is your host, Evangelist Montel Fields. Tonight, I just have it in my heart to worship, to exalt him through scriptures and through beautiful worship songs. He is a good and faithful God. No matter what we're going through, he loves our praise. And when we reach in and we reach out to him and are pressing, he will meet us there. When we draw nigh unto him, he will draw nigh unto us. And today, I want us to draw nigh unto him, for there is power in our praise. When we invite him into our midst, he will come in. He can change us. He can break people free. And I just love to be in his presence. And that's what this broadcast is about tonight, to be in his presence and to honor our Father in heaven. And I want to go and share a scripture reading with you out of the book of Psalms, chapter 34. I will bless thee, Lord, at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all of my fears. They looked unto him, and they were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. The poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his trouble. The angel of the Lord encompasseth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. O fear the Lord, yes, his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. I love sharing the scriptures. This young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Come, ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days, that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are upon unto their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saith such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. He keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. Praise be to God. I love being in the scriptures. That encourages me and blesses me so much. And I want to share a song, one of my favorite ones, by the Newsboys. And we need to acknowledge this and understand that God's not dead. He's still alive, and his son Jesus sits at his right hand interceding for us. We need to acknowledge him, that he is mighty, all-powerful, that there is nothing impossible with him. He still works miracles. God is good, and he is worthy of praise. And I know without a doubt in my mind, God's not dead. Hallelujah. He is still alive. God's not dead.
ground with the sound of revival. Let heaven roar and fire fall. Come shake the ground with the sound of revival.
The God of the dead, but the living, for all live to him. Luke 20 and 38. Hallelujah. God's not dead. He's still alive. Exodus 15 and 2. The Lord is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will praise him, my Father's God, and I will exalt him. Deuteronomy 32, 3. I will proclaim the name of the Lord. Oh, praise the greatness of our God. Judges 5 and 3. Hear this, you kings. Listen, you rulers. I will sing to the Lord. I will praise the Lord, the God of Israel, in song. Hallelujah. 2 Samuel 22, 1 and 3. David sang to the Lord the words of this song. When the Lord delivered him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul, he said, the Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock, in him I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation. He is my stronghold, my refuge, and my Savior. From violent men you save me. God, I love the scriptures. Let's keep exalting him and sharing and reading through some more scriptures. 2 Samuel 22:4. I call to the Lord, who is worthy of praise, and I am safe from my enemies. 2 Samuel 22:47. The Lord lives. Praise be to my rock. Exalted be my God, the rock of my Savior. 1 Chronicles 16 and 36. Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Then all the people said, Amen, and praise the Lord. 1 Chronicles 23 and 30. They were also to stand every morning to thank and praise the Lord. They were to do the same in the evening. 1 Peter 4 and 11. If anyone speaks, he should do it as one speaking the very words of God. If anyone serves, he should do it with the strength God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. To him be the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen. Ooh, hallelujah. 1 Peter 4 and 16. However, if you suffer as a Christian, do not be ashamed, but praise God that you bear that name. Hallelujah. I love that one. I want to read that one again. 1 Peter 4 and 16. However, if you suffer as a Christian, do not be ashamed, but praise God that you bear that name. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. 1 Chronicles 16 and 8. Give praise to the Lord, proclaim his name, make known among the nations what he has done. 1 Chronicles 16:9. Sing to him, sing praise to him, tell of all his wonderful acts. 1 Chronicles 16:34. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, his love endures forever. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. I have an attitude of gratitude in my heart tonight, and I want to exalt the Lord and just share scriptures and lift him up. God is worthy to be praised. Every day that he wakes you, you should thank him and honor him for each day that you are given as a gift from God. He holds our very breath in his hands. Every blessing that we have, everything we lay our eyes upon, everything we touch, was all created by God, the Master. He alone is above all, and he is worthy to be praised. And tonight, that's what we're doing. We're exalting his name through scripture readings and through songs here on Reaching Out Radio. Right now, I want to go to another song, and I want to share a song entitled Exalt the Lord. Have a little bit of technical problems with my music in the studio, but we're going to continue on and share some more scripture with you. And I also want to share something else with you. And I want to talk to you about when we look up the word exalt, what it means. It is to hold someone or something in very high regard, to thank or speak very highly of, to extol, praise, acclaim, esteem, to raise to a higher rank or position of greater power, to elevate, promote, raise, advance, make noble in character and dignified. And that's what I want us to do tonight through this broadcast. I want us to exalt his name. I want us to lift him higher than we ever have, knowing that he is God. There's none above him. And we want to exalt the name of Jesus, the one who came to be our Savior, the perfect Lamb, God in the flesh. He came and gave his life for us that we may have the way to eternal salvation. Through him, when we get our sins under the blood, we are forgiven. We are set free, and he has prepared a place for us. One day that trump's going to sound, and he's going to step out on the clouds to take his children home. Oh, hallelujah. I want everyone that listens, every person I come in contact, to be one to God. We need to be speaking boldly the name of Jesus, because there is power in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Philippians 4 and 8. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Colossians 1:3-4. We always thank God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ when we pray for you, because we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and the love you have for all God's people. Ooh, hallelujah. Colossians 3:15, let the peace of Christ rule in your heart, since as members of one body, you were called to peace and be thankful. Colossians 4:2, devote yourself to prayer, being watchful and thankful. 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18, rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. 1 Timothy 4:4-5, for everything God created is good, and nothing is to be rejected. It is received with thanksgiving, because it was consecrated by the word of God and prayer. Praise be to God. Ooh, hallelujah. Psalms 18:3, I call to the Lord who is worthy of praise, and I am safe from my enemies. Psalms 16:7, I will praise the Lord who counsels me. Even at night my heart instructs me. Psalms 13:6, I will sing to the Lord, for he has been good to me. Psalms 9:11, sing praises to the Lord, enthroned in Zion, proclaim among the nations what he has done. Psalms 9:1-2, I will praise you, O Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of all your wonders. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing praises to your name, O Most High. Psalms 19:1, the heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I feel a rise and a power in my spirit. Hallelujah, praise be to God. Oh, he is so worthy of praise. Praise be to God. Yes, right now I want to share a song. It has such a beautiful anointing. And the name of the song is In the Presence of Jehovah. Hallelujah. Let's press into his presence tonight, knowing that he is God and he is able to do all things. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you. Praise God in the presence of Jehovah. Hallelujah. There's no place like being in his presence. And maybe you're someone out there listening tonight that just wants to lift up his name or you have a testimony. I want to give you that opportunity. The phone lines are open at 347-308-8837. 347-308-8837. And just press 1 and that will let me know you want to testify or just thank God for something he's doing in your life. And right now I want to share a beautiful worship song. Let's just continue to be in his presence by Carrie Job. And the name of the song is Be Still. Let's be still and know he is God and just come into his presence.
He
is the King of glory, the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Psalm 24:8. Genesis 49:24. But his bow remained strong and steady and rested in the strength that does not fail him. For the arms of his hands were made strong and active by the hands of the mighty God of Jacob, by the name of the Shepherd, the Rock of Israel. Exodus 32:11. But Moses besought the Lord his God and said, Lord, why does your wrath blaze hot against your people, whom you have brought forth out of the land of Egypt with a great power and a mighty hand? Deuteronomy 3:24. O Lord God, you have only begun to show your servant your greatness and your mighty hand. For what God is there in heaven or on earth that can do according to your works and according to your might? Deuteronomy 7:21. You shall not dread them, for the Lord your God is among you, a mighty and terrible God. And when it says terrible in the Bible, in the reading here, it means very serious or extreme, causing awe, exciting terror, awe or great fear. Oh, hallelujah. Deuteronomy 9:29. Yet they are your people and your inheritance, whom you brought out by your mighty power and by your outstretched arm. Deuteronomy 10:17. For the Lord your God is God of gods and the Lord of lords, the great, the mighty, the terrible God, who is not partial and takes no bribe. That all the people of the earth may know that the hand of the Lord is mighty, and that you may reverence and fear the Lord your God forever. Joshua 4:24. Joshua 22:22. The mighty one, God the Lord, the mighty one, God the Lord, he knows, and let Israel itself know. Nehemiah 9:32. Now therefore, God, the great, mighty, and terrible God, who keeps covenant and mercy and loving kindness, let not all the trouble and hardship seem little to you. The hardship that has come upon us, our king, our princes, our priests, our prophets, our fathers, and all your people, since the time of the kings of Assyria to this day. Job 9:4. God is wise in heart and mighty in strength. Who has ever hardened himself against him and prospered or even be safe? Job 36:5. Behold, God is mighty, and yet despises no one, nor regards anything as trivial. He is the mighty in power of understanding in heart. Hallelujah. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Psalms 46:1. Psalms 50:1. The mighty one, God the Lord, speaks and calls the earth from the rising of the sun to its setting. Psalm 54:1. Save me, O God, by your name. Judge and vindicate me by your mighty strength and power. 59:16. But I will sing of your mighty strength and power. Yes, I will sing aloud of your mercy and loving kindness in the morning. For you have been to me a defense, fortress, and high tower, and refuge in the day of my distress. Right now, I want to share a song. It's called What a Mighty God, by one of my dear and close brothers in Christ who lives in Africa. And his name is Phil Roberts. This is one of his originals. Again, this is Mighty God by Phil Roberts.
praise. Come on.
The trees will dance and give you praise.
Even the oceans will rise to worship.
And the oceans will rise.
Come on.
To worship.
In the midst of the sun.
In the midst of the sun.
In the midst of the
sun.
Praise be to God. I want to encourage you every day to to be in his word, to exalt him, to take time to spend with your Father. For he is a good and faithful God, and he is worthy of praise. He loves our praise. When you take time to acknowledge him and press into his presence, he will meet you there. I just want to encourage you to know that you are of great worth. You are loved, created for a purpose and a plan. When you get into the presence of God, yokes can be broken, people can be set free and delivered. Put God first in all things and see a change in your life. If there's a void, you don't know what's wrong, it seems no matter what you try to do or what way you turn, it's never right. Look up. The answer is with him. Again, I tell you to look up and know that your Father loves you. You are not alone. I just want to continue to encourage you and ask God and say, change me, Lord.
I'm going to change. How many times have you said that? And in how many ways? I'm going to change. I'm going to change. I'm going to change. You're even willing to write it down. But it doesn't happen. Maybe you feel trapped. Maybe outside circumstances like vices, addictions, relationships are holding you back from change that you can see. Or maybe it's not outside circumstances. Maybe it's you. No matter how hard you try, you make the same mistake. No matter how hard you fight, you just dig deeper and deeper. You feel stuck. Maybe you have the energy and the desire, but while things aren't getting worse, they're not getting better either. For whatever reason, you can't make any progress. It feels like you're walking in place. Or maybe you are moving forward, making progress towards change, but it's so slow. The burden and the guilt is so heavy, it's weighing you down. Or maybe none of that applies to you, or all of it does. Either way, you've got or want the desire, the energy, the passion, the endurance, but your problems are so vast, it's overwhelming. You can't even see what change looks like anymore. Well, here's the bad news. There's only one source of change, and it's not you. But here's the good news. Change is possible. You just have to remember these two words. Look up. Look up. Take that first step. You just need to want it. God wants to transform you, and change will come if, instead of hearing you say, I'm going to change, God hears you pray, Lord, change me.
That ties your hands as darkness pulls the strings. Be careful, little feet, where you go. For it's the little feet behind you that are sure to follow. It's a slow fade when you give yourself away. It's a slow fade when black and white turn to gray and thoughts invade. Choices are made, a price will be paid when you give yourself away. People never crumble in a day. It's a slow.
looking down in love. Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see.
As we get ready to come to the end of the show tonight, I want to humbly go before the throne of God and just want him to know that we honor him, we love him, we lift him. And I want to pray tonight, Father God, to all the listeners that's listening live or down the road on the on-demand links, Father God. As a song was just sharing, Father God, about a slow fade and the man's message through, change me, O Lord. Father, I come before your throne tonight, and I ask, dear God, that people will be changed, that their hearts will be emptied, and, Father God, that they will be molded in your perfect will and way, Father God. Father, I pray that people will come into your presence, that there will be a revival spirit going forth, dear God, that people will want to exalt you, to be in your word, that they'll be hunger, Father God. Father God, I pray that you get our nations to a place of surrender where they know that you're in control, that their lives line up with your word, dear God. Father God, put the right leaders in place, dear God. Father, we know, dear God, the believers know that you are in control, Father God. We lift our nations up to you, our schools up to you, our families up to you, Father God. And we exalt you tonight, dear God, in faith believing, knowing you are in control, have already made the way, and in you we place our trust, leaning not on man's understanding, but onto yours, Father. I go out tonight, Father God, in the song closing, dear God, bowing before you, dear God, and knowing one day we will cast our crowns at your feet. Thank you for choosing me to be a servant, Father. For your anointing in my life, for all you do in my life, Father. I love you. I exalt you. I honor you. In my weakness, dear God, you are my strength, dear God. And when I go through, dear God, you carry me through my struggles and I come out stronger, Father. Father God, you meet my every need. You are an on-time God. In my sickness, you are my healer, Father God. Father God, when I'm going through storms of life, you are my anchor. You are my shelter, my strong tower. I exalt you and I declare you are great and worthy of praise in this night, Father God. Daily I want to raise up with a song of worship on my lips, Father God. Change me, dear God, to be in your image. Dear God, keep my heart filled with compassion and love that Jesus Christ has for my fellow man. Help me to be a part of the change that this world needs. May all I do glorify you, dear God, and lift you up in Jesus' name and your perfect will, Father God. And right now, Father God, I see that there's a testimony on the line waiting, and I know it's a powerful testimony, dear God, and I just want to share with the listeners. I'm going to open up the line and let the testimony be shared. Praise be to God.
Are you there, sis?
Yes, hello?
Hello, I'm sorry I'm getting in on the end. I had a plumber at my house, but I have to praise God because my brother-in-law has been on life support in a coma since last Saturday, and they were going to pull his life support tomorrow. And praise God, a few hours ago, he stood up and was talking. They took the life support off, and he's still doing fine on his own.
Praise God.
And I thank you for being a servant of God and calling and giving us the word you gave us to pray over him and anoint him, because I believe with all my heart that you following and obeying God and calling me and giving me that scripture and telling us what to do saved his life. So praise God to Jesus, number one. And I thank you with all of my heart and love you for being an obedient servant of God.
I give God all the glory. And I know when he speaks into my spirit to be obedient and come forth. And today when I was sitting out there with my precious mom on her porch and praying, because been going through some of my own things, and God just really been ministering to my heart and encouraging me and strengthening me. And I heard God, I seen God bringing before me. God put a word on my heart, and that's what he did. He told me to call you guys, to tell you to go to the book of James in chapter 5 and do like the elders of the church do, to anoint his head with oil. He said he still had work for him to do, that he was healed, that though the doctors were proclaiming his death, that he was going to live and be used for God's glory.
Jesus.
And
hallelujah.
Praise be to God.
Thank
we're hearing
you,
the
Jesus.
Testimony of what God does, and that he is still the great healer. He does miracles. just come forth in faith, believe, and be faithful servants, knowing God is able. Hold on to his word. He tells us he is able to do all things. And praise be to God, one day I'm hoping that Bill can come on here and testify to what God done in his life. And I want to get ready to go out with our final worship song, We Fall Down, and I want you to just praise him and come before him. Take your knees before his throne. Know he is a faithful God that is able. I thank you so much, sis, for calling in and sharing the testimony. And I love you. I'm looking forward to our time coming together to go forth and do his work. God bless
Amen.
You all.
Amen. God bless you. God bless everyone out there listening, and know that God is still on the throne and he's still a miracle worker today.
Praise God. And tomorrow night, join Evangelist Mary Grable as she comes forth and shares about the power of the blood. And I'm hoping time will permit for Minister Darlene to share with us. I love when us girls get together on Sunday. Sister Pearl Corbin's going to be teaching and sharing forth the word. Monday night, we got a special young man that's going to be sharing his music and his life. He's only 16 years old, a very anointed man of God. We have episodes every day taking forth the word of God. We are reaching out radio, where we're reaching out to be the hands and feet of Jesus, because we want people to know they're of worth, that they serve a God that is able, that the enemy is a liar, that we have all power and authority over him. We want to see people be set free, delivered, and saved. Thank you so much again for your time. This is Evangelist Montel Fields, and my beautiful cousin, Minister Darlene Morgan, called in to share that beautiful testimony. I thank you for taking time out. Be encouraged through his word, and know that you're not alone. Don't back down when God is backing you up.
Amen. God bless.
Mercy and love at the feet.
Praise God. He is holy. Again, you've been listening to Reaching Out Radio, where we've been exalting his name tonight. May God bless you and keep you. May you have a wonderful and blessed weekend. Please take time to exalt his name. I love you, but God loves you more. Please join us again tomorrow night at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time for the ministerings of Evangelist Mary Grable. Have a very blessed night.